The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for joining me this morning. I am Jake Walker. Joining me today is Keith and Pam Giles from
Health Partners.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so under the weather this morning, and I had to really rush to get from Andrew's show into this. So just please forgive me this morning. I know you guys have a lot to talk about, so I'm going to let you guys go. But you were telling me in the break here that we have some exciting news. We have a guest coming up for next show. And it's going to be really important for the veterans in our area, especially for the panhandle of Florida. So let's get right to that. Keith and Pam, thank you for being here this morning.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's absolutely, if you're a veteran out there, tune in next week. And we're going to have Dr. if you're listening, Rapesky coming over from the Gulf Coast Veteran Healthcare System in Biloxi. So she kind of leads the whole that area all the way over to Panhandle. And she has some exciting news to share with everybody. So I'm pretty stoked about it. Okay, if you're a surfer, you know what that means. But I think it's awesome. We heard her at another event, and I was like, we need to get you on the air show and share that with us.
Yeah, I haven't heard her yet, so I'm pretty excited about meeting her next month as well.
Yeah, so I just spread the news and get the word out, and she'll be on the air show, and she'll answer some questions for you too. So
if you have questions this morning, let us know, 437-1620.
So she's going to have some good stuff about, they're looking at changes for us here in this area in Panama City as well. So a lot of good stuff for next show.
Yeah, so we're going to keep our mouth shut and we're going to wait for her to talk.
All right. That's cool.
So, Hey, Pam. So let's get back to what we're doing. Okay. So there's a couple things. We've been in research mode all this week and stuff. And but we have something. You know, we still got to deal with OEP, and you've been digging into some prescription drug stuff.
Yeah, there's always something happening there. First, OEP, just a little bit, that's open enrollment period. And yeah, it's different than AEP, which is annual enrollment period. And I've had a couple of questions about that. OEP, what that does is if you happen to have been on a Medicare Advantage plan, you picked up a new plan last fall, whatever way it is, and you decide you don't want to be on that Medicare Advantage plan, you can drop that Medicare Advantage plan, go back to original Medicare, pick up a drug plan and a Medicare supplement if you choose, or you can switch to one of the other Medicare Advantage plans available out there. And there's a lot of good stuff that came out in the fall, and everything's so new and going on. And then as we settle into the year, sometimes people are like, hey, I think I want to try that plan. I have a friend of mine that asked me some questions about it and is like, I heard that you can get this Part B give back. And I was like, yeah. And obviously during the fall, there's so much going on. It just was something that got overlooked. So she had the opportunity to change. And so she switched Medicare Advantage plans. So that's what we do in OEP. And it actually ends March 31st. And that new plan would start April 1st. And then you're kind of wherever you're going to be at for the rest of the year, unless you have some kind of change, and you might have a election period if you move out of your plans area. And one thing people don't know a lot about are star ratings. So that's another way that you can make some changes one time during the year if you want to try out one of the new 5-star plans. So anyway, OEP, we're working on coming to a close on that. So if you got questions or you want to make changes, that's the time to do it. Somebody did ask me, well, I have a supplement and I want to go to an Advantage plan. No, that's not what you can do during OEP. But you can drop your Advantage plan
or
change your Advantage plans. Yes, it was just last week. So anyway, that's something that we got going on. But there's always something going on in the world of Medicare out there. And as you know, we were talking about the Reduction Act a while ago, coming out with those top 10 medications. And in the Inflation Reduction Act, one of the other things that there's a provision for is making payments on your prescription drug plans. And if any of you are out there that are on one of those expensive plans, you'll find that if you have the $545 deductible attached to your drugs, okay, you're going to pay a whole lot of money initially out of pocket. And then it could be thousands of dollars. Well, what they're trying to do here is the Medicare prescription payment plan. And how this is supposed to work, and it's in the stages of being formed and finalized, but it is supposed to be effective January 1, 2025 plans. And basically what it is you set up a payment plan for your medications. And you do that through whoever your provider is. And in turn, you make your monthly payments to the provider, which includes deductible, premiums, copays. You take that total amount for the entire year, all right, and you make monthly payments to your provider. And then in turn, they pay your pharmacy once you get your medications. So that's something that can help with the pocket pain that a lot of people feel on prescription medications. But it may not be right for you. You know, if you break it out by a month, you still might be paying, you know, $400 a month for your medications. But it's still better than paying $1,500 right up front.
Right. I look at this and I'm like, I don't think I understand it. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's some holes in there I'd really like to ask, you know. And it's just... it's good, and I see some bad in it. So, because it's still kind of like general in a way, you know. And what if you don't pay a payment? You know, those things are stuff we're researching right now, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to have provisions in that, and you're supposed to be well informed in advance, and they've got to have a way for you to set up your payments and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's in the draft stages still, but this last piece of information, this fact sheet I have, it's gotten the most update that we've had. And if we've talked about it probably before, but there's something that's always available out there for individuals all year long, which is called LIS, or limited income subsidy, or extra help for your medications. And you can apply for that all year long. And there's different stages in that, or brackets, if you will, and it's all based on income and assets, yeah. And it can reduce your cost of medications as well if you fall into that category.
Yeah, we really get surprised, and sometimes we miss, you know, some of the folks that are eligible. They're like, oh, I didn't even know. And you just have them fill it out, and then you go, wow, I guess I do, you know?
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have questions this morning, let us know, 437-1620. My guests, Keith and Pam Giles from Verus Health Partners. Check them out online, verushp.com. The one thing I'm hearing, the first thing that came to my mind is, well, who's going to be on the phones helping all of these people figure out all these payment plans and getting all of this set up? Because it sounds like it's going to be very, individualized for each person based on their assets and their income. So where are we going to get all these people to help with this?
That's one of the things I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. It's amazing you brought that up. And this could be a real mess.
I was going to say, there's still a lot of work to be done. And in that case, there's going to be a lot sitting on the providers to come up with how they're going to have that payment plan work. For LIS, I just want to include real quick, SSA.gov, it's a Social Security program. It's a federal program. If you go into SSA.gov, there is a portion there that just says extra help. I want to apply for extra help for medications, and you can always pre-qualify yourself or see if you pre-qualify. So that's something you can do any time of the year. So anyway, I just wanted to put a little light on that new program coming out, and Keith's got a lot to share over there. Is that right, Keith?
Yeah. So, but if they qualify for an LIS, it opens it up for an
If you qualify for LIS, it right now it'll reduce the cost of your medications. And like I said, depending on your level of LIS, will depend on how much your medications are reduced.
But it also qualifies for an SEP.
Yes. Yes, you can. There's certain plans out there. If you qualify for LIS, you can change Medicare Advantage plans as well. That's correct.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that gives you another opportunity. And even if you do have LIS or extra help, and like I said, there's different levels. this whole payment plan is supposed to have provisions for you even in those programs. So a lot of information we're going to have to be see coming out in the next few months on that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my side, just to reiterate what we do, so Pam is kind of the guru of Medicare, and she handles the Medicare side. I handle the under 65 in groups, and then I'll fill in when I need to for the Medicare side. But so I'm doing my research. I'm pulling out my hair this weekend because I don't like what I see. So we should really do a show on our projections of what we expect to happen. But one of the things that we're associated with a professional association called, I'm not even going to try to attempt it. What's it called?
NABIP. National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals.
Yeah. It used to be NAHU, National Association of Health Underwriters, but now it's that. And so we get a lot of our information from them because we lobby up at Tallahassee and up in D.C., which we didn't get to go. But we had a convention last year that in Orlando that we had all the big top four carriers there, and this applies to employers. This is a big deal, okay? So we all know healthcare insurance is expensive. If you don't have help from an employer or like the ACA, then you're looking for easily a house payment. And so one of the questions that was asked to the top four was, what's your projections for the next 7 years? And the answer came up, well, we're going to double the premiums in 7 years.
Wow.
So if you're a family, so think about this, a family of four, and we got another speaking engagement you go to, but a family of four, around 35, two kids, usually costs about, for a decent plan, it's around $24,000 a year for premiums. Now think about that. Now you're looking at $48,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if you don't have help, like, you know, tax credits from the ACA, Obamacare, some people call it, but it's actually Biden Care now. And anyway, to make it all real, it's like, okay, in a group, that's a big chunk out of the payment. So you may see you're not going to get a raise that year because it bumps up that high. Those are some of the issues that we have to address. And there's ways to mitigate some of that risk, but it doesn't look good in the future. So sorry about all the bad news on that, but yeah. A lot of it too. So I was breaking it down. It's like how much were medical costs and how much were prescription drug costs. And one of the things that keeps happening every year is it's a prescription drug cost keeps going up.
Right.
So let's see. So like in 2019, it was, 4.9% of the cost for insurance, for the health insurance side. In 2020, you were looking at 6.4%. In 2021, 7.1%. And in 2023, it was 8.4%. Now that keeps going up, and that causes a big chunk of the premium. And whereas a little while ago, because I'm old, but at least 10 years ago, that was well under that much. So when we go in and do groups and do an assessment of a group, we look at their prescription drug plans, and most of the time you're spending about $100 per head for a prescription drug plan on their employer plan. So there's ways to mitigate that, but it works, but if it keeps going up like that, I don't know what we're going to do.
So what I hear you say is employers that have offered a lot in the past, mm-hmm. with the increase, and I noticed in your notes as well, the prescriptions going up as well. One of the things we teach in Medicare, when you come off an employer plan into Medicare, We always teach about sticker shock with medications because employer plans have absorbed a lot of costs as far as medications go in the past. And it sounds like projections show that that might change a little bit in the future, as well as just your overall premiums and the cost for an employer to have health care for their employees.
I just got a call, and I think they kind of speak for me as well. You guys know this a lot more than, you know, a layman's, you know, like me. If you could break it down really simplified, basically everything we've covered up to this point, because there's a lot of abbreviations, there's a lot of things, and I think people are kind of getting lost a little bit. So, because I know this is very, very important because this hits all of our finances. If you could basically distill all of that down into a little bit easier to understand, how could we repackage this to everybody to let them know the importance of this real quick? I hate to put you on the spot on that, but I just got a call, and I was kind of getting lost too a little bit with some of the abbreviations.
Yeah, I'm notorious for that right now. So to simplify it, there's two sections, and when Pam does her Medicare Made Easy, it breaks it up in two areas. So the cost of healthcare is medical, mm-hmm, and prescriptions.
Right.
And right now there's an imbalance here that wasn't there before, and prescriptions are now 35% of the cost of your total Medicare thing. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with two different pockets of money where you're doing exchange and stuff like that. Hope that helps. But when we talk about health insurance, it usually comes with a medical side and a prescription drug side.
And earlier you were talking about a possible Medicare prescription payment plan.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so let's go back over that real quick.
Yeah, let's separate apples and oranges. What Keith just shared is on the individual side of the house. Mm-hmm. And tax credits, if you don't have tax credits, it can cost you a lot of money. And that's what happens on the individual side of the market.
Right.
On the Medicare side of the market, when you switch to a Medicare plan, okay, medications are very expensive. Mm. When you come off of that employer plan, okay, all of a sudden you're paying a lot more for your meds than you were on your employer plan. And you automatically think it's going to be a lot better when you go to Medicare, but not such is the case.
Right.
So a lot of people, if you are on expensive meds, and previously we've talked about 10 meds that they're looking at to lower the cost of, like Januvia.
Yeah, a lot has to do with blood work. And
blood thinner medications. A lot of these meds that are expensive, they tack on what we call a up to $545 deductible for that particular medication. And if you have more than that, okay, then it could be substantial money up front. You're talking over $1,000 in one monthly payment for your medications, because you got to fulfill the obligation of the deductible and whatever they're going to charge for the copay. Yeah. And it all depends on the drug plan. So with this new plan that is supposed to be available to us in 2025, your annual cost of medications, because when we do all of our research initially, we go through and come up with what your annual costs of medications are going to be. So let's just say the most you would have to pay currently is $8,000, and then you would not have to pay any more. So you take that $8,000 and you break it down into regular monthly payments. Mm-hmm. That would fulfill your obligation for the total cost of your medications for the year, instead of paying $2,000 of it in one chunk. So this is supposed to help eliminate some of those costs to people, because that is a huge expense on the average. Who can pay $1,000 in one month for your medications?
Right. And did I understand correctly that outside of Medicare, if you're not on Medicare, there is the LIS, which is the limited income subsidy, right?
That you can apply for when you have medications and are on Medicare.
Oh, that is Medicare as well.
SS is a federal program, though, mm-hmm, so ssa.gov is where you can apply for that.
Okay. All right. There's a lot to know here. Yeah.
It's a lot today.
I'm so glad you guys do what you do. Check them out at varushp.com. If you have questions, which I know I do, because this is something definitely as I get older, I know with what my parents are going through with Medicare and everything, this is important information. And, you know, like you guys are saying, it's going to change and the prices are only going to go up. You know, what'd you say, in 7 years it was going to double?
Double.
Oh, man.
And that's going to affect every area. That's to include Medicare and the individual market. So.
And it feels like there's more medications on the market than ever imaginable right now. It's just every five seconds there's a commercial on TV for a new drug
that
your doctor could be prescribing. And they want us to ask our doctor about it. It's like, I'm pretty sure our doctors aren't going to be telling us about it because there's so many out there. So let us know if you have any questions. 437-1620. My guests this morning, Keith and Pam Giles from Veris Health Partners. Check them out online, verishp.com, and go to ssa.gov to check out all of this information. And just know that they're doing the research for you to help you out. Your Medicare Made Easy, let's talk about that real quick. When does that happen? When can people see this?
Okay, this week I'm going to have two classes at our office at 2810 East Cervantes. Tomorrow at 5:30 in the evening in our Ed Center. And basically we go over all the Medicare basics and we talk a little bit more in detail just about the prescription drug portion, just all your options on Medicare. And then the other class I have, you can go to either class. I have one on Wednesday as well. And it's 11 o'clock in the morning in our Ed Center at 2810 East Cervantes Street as well.
Okay. And you got me on the mobile...
Yes, we have, because it's the first of the month, our mobile unit will be in Milton Family Dollar on
Thursday, right?
Thursday on US 90.
From 10 to 2,
yes.
I think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so unfortunately, I'll try to have one of the ladies with me, but you may get stuck with me. I'll probably just be eating, so if you want to come over and you have food with me. Food for thought, right?
Food for thought truck, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And our phone number, if you want to RSVP any of our classes, is 850-710-7196. 850-710-7196.
All right. Again, I'll say God bless you for what you guys do, because this is something that, you know, they don't teach us this in school. And like, you know, like I said, it changes, seems like every year, and you know, the prices are only going up. So, yeah, this is definitely important information. So thank you for what you do.
Right. Yep. All right. No problem. It's just every year we don't like giving bad news, but
yeah. Well,
the best way to mitigate it is to be ahead of it.
Right. And to provide the information. And that, you said, the Family Dollar off Highway 90 in Milton coming up on March 7th from 10 to 2. If you want to go ahead and get ahead of that, call 850-710-7196. And check them out at verishp.com. Always fun to have you guys. We've just got a couple minutes. So what can be our biggest takeaway from all of this?
You can go first, Keith.
Oh, you're going to make me go first.
Yeah.
There's people out there that like us that can help and find ways to mitigate. There's really some good agencies that's out there that are actually fighting on your behalf. So, those are the type of people you want to work with, you know, that they're just not taking your money and going to the next one. So it takes a lot of work for an agent, and I understand a lot of pain, especially on the group side. You've got to be on top of claims and all that other stuff to make a logical statement with the big guys. When you say, why am I paying so much for my health insurance when nobody's filing claims? And then they raise your annual rates up 14%.
Right.
And so you have some, if you're an employer, you have some room to do that. And if I'm going to get in trouble for this. If your broker's not doing that, then you probably need to start asking him to do that or her.
Right.
For you.
All right. And your consultations are free, especially with the Food for Thought truck. And you can register now for your free education seminar. Go to Veris HP. Anything you want to close us out with, Pam?
Yeah, just be on the lookout. We're on the lookout as changes keep coming for the upcoming year. It'll be quicker than you think.
Right.
That's right.
This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you, Jake.